Aging brings natural changes that can affect steadiness, making falls a significant concern for older adults. Falls can cause serious injuries, like broken bones, impact independence, and lead to fear. However, falls are often preventable with the right knowledge and proactive steps. Preventing falls involves understanding risk factors and taking action to address them, including home safety, exercise, and awareness of how vision, hearing, and medications affect stability. Understanding fall risk factors is crucial for prevention. Key factors include muscle weakness, especially in the legs, and balance problems, which naturally occur with age but can be improved with exercises like Tai Chi or walking. Taking multiple medications, polypharmacy, is another major risk, as some drugs cause side effects like dizziness or drowsiness. Vision and hearing impairments make it harder to see obstacles or hear warnings. Chronic conditions such as arthritis, diabetes, and heart issues can also affect balance and mobility. Environmental hazards like loose rugs, poor lighting, and clutter are common causes of falls at home. Fear of falling can paradoxically increase risk by leading to inactivity and muscle weakening. Age itself increases risk, and women tend to fall more often than men. Alcohol use can also impair balance and coordination. Recognizing these factors allows older adults to take targeted steps to stay safe. Modifying the home environment is essential for safety. Key areas include the bathroom, where installing grab bars, non-slip mats, walk-in showers, and raised toilet seats can prevent slips. In the kitchen, lowered countertops, pull-out shelves, lever-style faucets, and non-slip flooring improve accessibility. For stairs and hallways, adding handrails, stair lifts, good lighting, possibly motion-activated, and threshold ramps enhances safety. Bedroom safety involves using night lights, ensuring clear pathways, potentially using lower beds or side rails, and keeping emergency devices nearby. Outdoor safety includes handrails on steps, ramps, non-slip walkways, good lighting, and keeping paths clear of debris. Planning and budgeting for these modifications is important, prioritizing high-risk areas and seeking professional advice or financial help if needed. Home modifications increase safety, independence, confidence, and peace of mind for caregivers, but needs may change, requiring ongoing adjustments. Balance and strength exercises are vital for fall prevention in older adults, as balance and muscle strength decline with age. Falls are common and can lead to serious injuries and loss of independence, but exercises can significantly reduce this risk. Starting these exercises early, even in one's 50s, is beneficial. Balance exercises train the body to stay steady, while strength exercises build muscles needed for daily activities and bone strength. Together, they improve coordination and overall health. Examples include single-leg stances, chair squats, heel-to-toe walks, wall push-ups, and Tai Chi. These exercises should ideally be done at least 3 days a week, incorporating warm-ups. They can be integrated into daily life, done at home or in group settings. Safety during exercise involves having support nearby, wearing proper shoes, starting slowly, and stopping if pain occurs. These exercises not only prevent falls but also make everyday tasks easier and boost confidence and health. It's never too late to start. Vision and hearing significantly influence balance and fall risk. Good vision helps detect obstacles, but age-related conditions like cataracts or needing updated glasses can impair sight and increase fall likelihood. Poor contrast sensitivity or depth perception makes hazards harder to spot. Regular eye exams are crucial. Adapting to different lighting conditions also becomes harder with age, making good home lighting and night lights important. Hearing contributes to spatial awareness and balance via the inner ear's vestibular system. Hearing loss can impair awareness of surroundings and signal vestibular issues, increasing fall risk. Regular hearing tests and using hearing aids if needed are vital. Since vision and hearing work together for balance, impairment in both senses significantly elevates fall risk. Protecting both senses through regular checkups, using corrective aids, glasses, hearing aids, ensuring good lighting, staying active, and being mindful of balance changes are key preventive steps. Assistive devices like canes, walkers, or wheelchairs help older adults maintain safety and independence but must be chosen correctly and used properly. Choosing the right device depends on individual mobility level, lifestyle, and comfort, often guided by healthcare professionals. Proper use is key. Canes are held on the stronger side, walkers kept close and lifted rather than slid, and wheelchairs properly fitted. Regular maintenance, including inspecting for damage, cleaning, and checking batteries, if applicable, is essential for safety and effectiveness. Practicing with a new device, starting slowly in familiar environments, helps build confidence. Needs may change, requiring device reassessment or upgrades. Common mistakes include using the wrong or ill-fitting device, neglecting maintenance, and rushing. Seeking help from healthcare professionals, support groups, or manufacturers is important if difficulties arise. Emergency preparedness is vital for seniors, as falls can be particularly dangerous. Creating a safe home environment by removing clutter, ensuring good lighting, and installing safety features like handrails and grab bars is a primary step. Having an emergency plan is crucial. Keep reachable phones in multiple rooms with emergency numbers accessible, consider daily check-ins if living alone, and potentially use a personal emergency response system, PERS. If a fall occurs, try to stay calm, protect the head, and assess for injury before moving. If injured or unable to get up, call for help immediately using a phone or PERS. After a fall, consult a healthcare provider to understand the cause and take steps to prevent recurrence, such as medication review, vision checks, exercise, and wearing appropriate footwear. Staying socially connected and informed about health through regular checkups also contributes to safety. Community fall prevention programs offer valuable resources for older adults. Run by health departments or senior centers, these programs typically combine education on risk factors, exercise classes focusing on balance and strength, like Tai Chi or a matter of balance, and support, sometimes including home safety checks. These programs aim to reduce fall risk, maintain independence, and are often free or low cost. They are generally open to adults over 60, especially those at high risk, and sometimes caregivers. Benefits include improved strength and balance, reduced fear of falling, safer home environments, and social support, enhancing overall quality of life. Evaluating and improving personal safety practices involves examining daily habits. Assess if you rush, wear unsafe footwear, or carry heavy items. Moving slowly, using good posture, watching your path, using handrails, and bending knees correctly enhance safety. Choose well-fitting clothes and supportive, non-slip footwear. Handle objects safely by carrying lighter loads, keeping hands free when possible, and asking for help with heavy items. Review medications with a doctor for side effects like dizziness. Staying physically active, walking, Tai Chi, strength training, and socially engaged also improves safety and well-being. Empowering yourself involves understanding risks and taking proactive steps like exercise and home modifications. Being mindful of vision, hearing, and medication effects, using assistive devices, and participating in community programs add layers of support. Preventing falls preserves independence and quality of life. It's an ongoing journey where consistent effort builds a safer future.